Stealthily, I walked towards him, nobody noticing or even caring. Tears streaming, pain excruciating, I've lost everything. With every step, my heart sounds like drums pounding harder and louder, footsteps thudding as if everyone can hear my approach. Then, with a reckless abandon, I bent low. Never has a short distance seemed so, so long, my heart thumping near to explosion, but still, I reached out and touched him. Everything's in slow motion. My life flashing before my eyes. Everything I lost, everything I missed. More tears, hot on my cheeks, burning an indelible furrow of despair. Memories so sad. Silence. Silence like never before. Not just quiet, but peace. It's peace with a sound. A sound I cannot hear with my ears, but with my heart. My heart beating so rhythmically, so joyously, and so hopefully. In that moment, everything fades, nothing exists, nobody's here, absolutely nothing matters. It's just me, in my moment of His grace. The moment of grace awaits you. It's not on high mountain peaks or in vaults locked and barricaded. It's not with men of renown or in possessions so plentisome. It awaits on low places where few stoop to go. Quiet places. It lingers on the edge of a garment that you cannot touch from up there. So come down from your high horse of defiance and self-reliance, down from the horse of money, down from the horse of popularity and social standing that gallops without restraint even though you pretend to pull on the reins. Get on your knees, low where eyes cannot see and status is valueless. Here they cannot see you, and even if they saw, it was never about them. Humble places. Yet He lifts you up, up even from the dust to sit you with princes, qualifies you beyond your learning, heals you and soothes you so you can live again. Yes, you don't deserve it. Yes, you don't know where to start, but that is the beauty of His grace. It adds His super to your natural to make you supernatural. Trading your ashes for His beauty, weakness for strength, despair for His garment of praise. Your moment of grace awaits.